VWA, mobile.
KN4JN, what's up, Steve?
Going down to buy some wrought iron spray paint. Going to redo a chase lounge and a little settee. And going by to have lunch with my guys. It's a once a month lunch.
Well, drive careful out there. It's a little bit wet.
Fast between the raindrops. Because you do know that sugar melts.
Yeah, but that shouldn't bother you any.
John, you're just cruel.
Honest.
You made me swallow wrong there, boy. So what are you up to today?
I finished mowing the grass, but it's wet out there, so that kind of shoots out all the pieces.
Let's kind of slow that activity down. That's why I'm going to try to do these chairs up in my building today, up there where it's all nice and dry. I can turn on my stereo and just spray away.
Well, that's good. I think I might rearrange my workbench so that I can, you know, find it and try to get a couple things done inside here if I can.
Hey, useful, productive activity. Keeps you out of trouble, don't it?
Well, I try to avoid useful and productive, but sometimes you just have to, you know what I mean?
I know what you mean. I know what you mean. Well, so, what is it supposed to do the rest of the week here? I mean, is it supposed to rain like this? How long?
So the clouds run out of water, I guess. I don't really know. I haven't looked at the weather. But, yeah, it's going to last for a little while, I think.
All week, Steve. Nero TR. Just for a short.
TR, K4VW. How you doing there this morning, Tom? You know Tom, don't you there, John?
Not personally, but I've heard him on the radio before.
Good morning, John. Oh, I just dropped Bernice off at Aldi's, and I'm going to run over and get some gas across the street here, Steve, so I'll let you guys carry on. But, yeah, there's kind of a monsoon week, it looked like.
Well, maybe I just won't smell as bad by come Monday or Friday then. hey, John, I got my driveway straightened out. Tom, every time it comes a good gully washing frog strangling rain, I had regrind or milling on my driveway. My driveway's about 1,600 feet, and it would wash a big rut right down the middle of this little hill that leads up to my building. Well, some fellas came by the other day, and you know that on the regular roads where they put down that rubbery tar glue and then put gravel on it? Well, I had them do that on the whole length of the driveway, and they're guaranteeing me that I'm not going to have to fill in any ruts for the next 2 years.
Boy, that sounds great. Well, Steve, I got to go, but John, I'll leave you with this last comment. He mentioned about the sugar melting, and he has no worries there, as they say, down in Australia, because the kind of stuff he's made out of floats, and that's what my wife tells me anyway. 10-4-VWA and 0-TR. 73 is not clear at the gas station.
Say to that, John, I have a host of friends. You know, if all my friends weren't giving me a hard time, I would know there was something wrong.
I would have responded earlier, but I was laughing too hard, sorry.
Behave yourself. So yeah, they got that driveway fixed, and Sue left out this morning on that new asphalted gravelly stuff. It's like pea gravel that's pressed down into that stuff that holds everything. And man, I tell you what, she went out of there at almost 20 mile an hour in that Cadillac. She says, it's so smooth. It's like riding on the road out there.
Almost like a paved driveway, huh?
Yeah, I asked her, I said, well, Maybe wasn't that the initial intention?
You know, you may be in a redneck if directions to your house include turn off the paved road, you know.
Necessarily a requirement around my place. I'm going to head on down and I'm going to get my lunch with my guys today. And, you know, that's probably going to slow down my activities painting that stuff today. I'll get home and I'll go into a food coma and I probably won't get back at it till about 2:30, 3 o'clock. Goodness gracious, that's going to be a tough day.
Sounds like a full day to me. At some point in time, when the rain ceases and things dry out a little bit, I got that rock I got to move at some point. Whenever you get a moment that you're not doing something else.
Well, the only thing that I may suggest in that situation is let's just make sure that the ground is moderately dry, John, because, you know, when it's wet and moist like it is right now, just driving the John Deere back there could possibly tear up some grass pretty easy, you know what I mean? So, just whenever you think that the ground is good and dry enough, and I won't leave an impression in the ground. I'd be glad to come.
It's pretty soft out there right now, so it's going to be a while, but at some point. And I appreciate it. I might have you move some of that mulch back towards the back a little bit, too, so I can get it out of the way.
Hey, just let me know, bud. As long as it's not the first Tuesday of the month, and as long as it's not during my nap time, okay?
Roger that. Well, you have a good one, Steve. I'm going back on out of here. I'm going to have to go do something productive here eventually. So, 73's to you. You have a good day, and we'll talk at you later.
Don't be a productive contributor to society today. 73's, bud. I'll talk to you later. And just let me know when you want to try to do that. Be glad to come on over. So, KN4RJN.
K4BWA,
clear.
Roger that. K4RJN, I am clear.